I greet you this morning, brethren, in the name of Jesus. Let's have our wait today, Bazalwane, for this Sunday, precious day of the Lord. May we all open our Bibles in the book of Psalm. It's going to be Psalm 42.
Sifunda namhlanje ku sinavula kwincwadi ya Mahubo.
Bisalome Psalm 42. It's a very long psalm, but I would like us to read all the verses so that we may come to an understanding of this precious psalm.
Kuyihube elide kakhulu kodwa sizolufunda lonke ukuze siconde ukuthi kukhulunywa ngani kuleli hube elihle kangaka.
But before, bazalwane, I go to Psalm 42, let me just bring again a reminder of the way that was read this morning during a prayer session.
Ngaphambi kokuba sichubeke uzofuna ukusikhumbuza ngezwe elifunde namhlanje ku prayer session yethu.
Bazalwane, it was Psalm 143.
Bekuyihubo 143.
Sihloko sakhona, my soul thirsts for you.
Isihloko sithi, umphefumulo wami ulambele wena.
It's a question that I can ask to anybody. Is anyone's soul thirst for the Lord?
Ngabe umphefumulo wakho ulambele noma womele uNkulunkulu na?
The psalmist says, my soul thirsts for you.
Uthi umhubi umoya wami ulambele wena.
Why is his soul thirst for God?
Kungani umphefumulo wakhe
ulambele? There is distress, there is depression in his life. The enemy is at large in his life.
Uisitha bekubonakala ngathi sinamandla kuye.
He's in number 3, in verse number 3 says, for the enemy has persuaded my soul.
Uthi isitha besiloko silangazelela umphefumulo
wami. He has crushed my life to the ground.
Uyiqindezele impilo yami ukuze ayibe.
He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead.
Ungibeke ebumnyameni njengalabo abafileyo.
I stretch out my hands to you. Verse
6.
My soul thirsts for you like a parched land, like a desert or dry land.
Umphefumulo wami ulambele wena njengendawo eyomile.
So why am I going back to Psalm 143?
Kungani buyela kumahubo?
It is because, brother, today I want to share with you about defeating depression.
Uyokhuluma namhlanje ngokunqoba.
But really, I'm not going to give you 5 steps or 6 steps that you must take to defeat depression. You can see, Bazalwane, depression comes as a result of what is happening around you. Things that doesn't work according to how you think or you feel. It should work.
Stress sibangwa ukuthi izinto zingahambi ngendlela wena ofuna ngayo noma obofuna zenzeke ngayo.
And in this period of time, in this kind of generation or where we are, people get stressed and depressed day by day.
Yile sikhathi esiphila kisi abantu bacindezeleke kakhulu ukuvula izikhathini ezivulileyo.
There are many things that are happening around, bazalwane, that causes depression, that causes distress.
Ziningi izinto ezenzakalayo ezisibangela idepression noma istress.
And at the same time, we realize that the enemy also adds to this depression by haunting us.
Siyabona nesitha ukuba siyangezelela kuloku ukuba asicindezele naye.
The psalmist says, the enemy persuades me.
Uthi uloku uyawuzungeza umphefumulo wami.
In Psalm 143. But brother, I want you to make this connection between this psalm that we read this morning and the psalm that we're going to read right now.
Uyokwenza iconnection kule hube silifundile nale hube sizolifunda.
Where do I go when I feel depressed?
Ngabe ngiya kuphi uma ngizizwa ngicindezelekile?
What do I do when I'm distressed?
ngenzani uma ngicindezeleke?
Where do I run to where the enemy is after me? Where there are things that seems to work against me?
Ngabe ngiya kuphi uma kubonakala ngathi isitha singicindezela?
When life seems to be unfair in with me?
Uma impilo ibonakala ngathi ayingilungele
mina? Where everybody says, where is your God right now?
Lapho umuntu bakubuza khona bathi uphi lo nkulunkulu
omkhulu? They say, where is your boasting? You said you belong to God. Why is he not providing for you?
Bathi uthe wena ungwaka nkulunkulu kungani angakubhekeleli?
There are times in life where we feel like that.
Zikhona izikhathi ezinjalo.
And we must not deceive ourselves brother and say Christians doesn't feel spiritual depression.
Kodwa masingazitshela amanga sithi abazalwane abacindezeleki bona.
We will see in this psalm the psalmist is going through depression and distress.
Lo mbhali wehubo uyabonisa naye ukuthi bekacindezelekile under stress.
I'm reading Psalm 42. I'm starting from verse 1 and I'm going to verse number 11.
Uyofunda from verse 1 till verse 11. Amahubo 142.
To the choir master, a maskal of the sons of Korah. I start and I read from verse 1 to verses 11. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before you, God? My tears has been my food day night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour my soul, how I will go with the throng, the multitude, and lead them in procession to the house of the Lord. With great shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Where are you? Oh, sorry. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation, my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you. From the land of Jordan and Hamon and from the mount of Mizar, deep calls to deep. At the roar of your waterfall, all your breakers and your waves has gone before me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his songs is with me, a prayer to God of my life. Number 9. I say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why do I go moaning because of the oppression of my enemies? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise him again, my soul, my salvation, my God. May the good God bless the reading of his word. Bazalwane, this psalm is a psalm of a Christian, a true believer.
Leli hubo lomzalwane wangempela.
A Christian that faces a real life,
umzalwane obhekene neqiniso,
not an artificial life that we hope we can live.
Hayi impilo nje esemcondweni yethu esicabanga ukuthi.
It's a psalm of someone running away from danger, hoping to find protection somehow.
Yilo muntu obalekela ingozi ecabanga efuna ukuvikeleka ndawo thini.
When we start reading the psalm from before verse 1, it says it's a psalm to the choir master.
Lithi beka umhubi bekabhalela abahlabeleli.
In other words, brothers, those that are responsible for the praises and the worship of God by singing in the church, they are to understand and sing this psalm among one another, that at times life leads you in this way. You feel depressed.
bebafanele kuba laba abahlabelelayo bahlabelele ngokuqonda ukuthi ke sinye isikhathi impilo iyaqindezela.
Hallelujah. Sometimes life presents itself so that you may ask many questions.
Ngesinye isikhathi kukwenza ukuthi uzibuze imibuzo eminingi.
You ask yourself questions.
Uzibuza wena imibuzo.
And you asking God questions.
Ubuza uNkulunkulu.
He asked himself, my soul, why are you cast down within me?
Kungani ukhathazekile?
Why are you so much in turmoil?
Kungani ucindezeleke kangaka?
Then he changes and asks God, God, why have you forsaken me?
Uthi kungani ungilahlile Nkosi?
He's depressed.
Ucindezelekile.
There's an enemy.
Kunesitha.
Brothers and sisters,
bazalwane,
this is a psalm that presents to us that we're living in a true world where these things are happening.
Lokhu kuyasitshela ukuba siphila emhlabeni lapho lezi zinto zenzeka khona.
So when you read this psalm 42,
uma ufunda u-psalm 42,
at home you read psalm 42, you link it with psalm 43.
Uma sekhaya ufunda Psalm 42 umlinke no 43.
Then umlinking him with Psalm 143.
Bese umfunda kanye no Psalm 143.
Then you can see the heart of the psalmist.
Bese ubona inhliziyo yabahubi.
And at the same time you see the trouble of the psalmist.
Bese ubona nezinkinga zabahubi.
Now bazalwane, we need to put ourselves in the feet of this psalmist.
Sifanele ukuzifaka ezinyaweni.
Because he lives in a life, he lives in a world that is exactly like the world that we're living in today.
Ngoba uphila kulomhlaba ufana nalomhlaba esiphila kiyo namhlanje.
He has a troubled heart.
Unenhliziyo edangele.
He's distressed deep down in his soul.
Ucindezelekile emoyeni wakhe.
An enemy is haunting him. He's hunting him.
Umisitha siyamzungela.
Life seems to be unfair.
Impilo ibonakala ngathi ayimlungeli.
But because when he finds himself in this kind of situation,
uma ke zibona akulesi simo,
when life pushes him to ask questions,
la impilo imenza ukuthi azibuze imibuzo,
where happiness and joy seems to be the things of the past,
lapho ukuthokoza nokuzithabisa kuba ngathi into eyadlulayo.
Happiness and joy seems to be things of the past, because in verse number 4 it says, these things I remember.
Uthi ngiyakukhumbula lokhu.
As I pour my soul to you, O God.
Njengalokhu ngithululela umphefumulo.
There are things that he remembers of the past.
Kunezinto azikhumbulayo emuva.
What is it that he remembers?
Ngabe yikuphi lo?
He remember how he used to go with a multitude of people, the brethren, as they go to the house of the Lord, they sing praises.
Ukhumbula ngalesikhathi bayendlini kaJehova bahlabelela, bahlabelela uNkulunkulu.
Now he's standing like in a far land.
Manje usendaweni ekude.
His soul is dry.
Umphefumulo wakhe.
The enemy is haunting him.
Isitha siyamzingela.
But bazalwane, he remembers the house of God.
Kodwa wakhumbula indlu kaNkulunkulu.
What do we remember in times of distress?
Ngabe ukhumbulani ngesikhathi sokucindezela?
He's living in a time where the enemy speak words that seems to provoke what he believes.
La isitha siba ngathi sihlekisa ngalokho okukholwayo.
Where is your God?
Uphi uNkulunkulu wakho?
This is not a question that says, I don't know where is your God. Where is your God?
I see lendaba ukuthi angimazi uNkulunkulu kwakho.
But it's a question that comes like, where is your boosting now?
Kuphi ukuzikhukhumeza kwakho?
You will say that you are the child of God. Where is your boosting if you are in the situation that you are?
Wawuthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, siphi ke kuphi ukuzikhapha?
There are these voices.
Kunalamaphimbo.
That comes.
Ezayo.
And they are laughing.
But,
and you have become a laughing stock.
Kuba ngathi uphenduke inhlekisa.
Just as Jesus went through the same thing.
Nayo uJesu wahamba.
When he was hanging at the cross,
uma asesiphambanweni.
They said, you said you are the Son of God.
Bathi uthe uyindodana
ka. Why don't you now bring yourself down from the cross?
Ungani nawe ungasindisi.
You said you kept on saving other people. Why don't you save yourself?
Bowuloku usindisa abantu, kungani ungazisindisi
wena? If truly you are the Son of God, come down, we will worship you and believe in you.
Uma uyindodana kaNkulunkulu yehla kulesi sikhathi.
Now you hanging there, where is your God?
Uphi uNkulunkulu wakho?
They asking the same questions. The same questions that life can cause you to think, and have people asking the same questions unto you.
Nathi ke impilo iyasilidela lapho ukuthi abantu babuze loyo mbuzo, noma nawe uzibuze loyo mbuzo.
So now we find this psalmist finding himself in a battle between flesh and spirit.
Sithola ke umhubi alisana nomoya nenyama.
It happens within us also from time to time.
Yenzeka nakithi ngesikhathi ngesikhathi.
Flesh fights against the spirit.
Umoya ulisana nenyama.
Flesh we mean what sight see to be the right thing.
La inyama ibona ukuthi yiloke kungifanele.
Where sight decide, where senses decide according to the conditions that you are at the time.
Lapho imizwa yakho itshela ukuthi yilendlela ekufanele kube ngayo.
Sight always show you what is tangible.
Imizwa ikutshela ngaloko okuphathekayo.
Sight will tell you, or sense will tell you, that you are suffering right now.
Akutshela ukuthi uyahlupheka manje.
That is flesh.
Nyama le.
We see flesh then talking in this psalm.
Sibona inyama ikhuluma kuleli hubo.
We see also faith talking in this psalm.
Sibona futhi nokukholwa kukhuluma kuleli hubo.
Flesh says, my soul, why are you cast down within me?
Kungani udangele mphefumulo wami?
Flesh says, my enemy surrounds me.
Isitha sami singizungele.
Flesh speaks what is real according to the eyes.
Inyama ikhuluma ngaloko ekubonayo.
Flesh will tell you don't have food because it is true you don't have food.
Inyama itshela ukuthi awunakudla ngoba ungenakho ukudla kwemphefumulo.
And flesh seems to come and torment his reasoning.
Icindezela nalokuzibuza kwakho.
He start to ask God, God, have you forsaken me and why have you forsaken me?
Ngabe sengilahlile Nkosi futhi kungani ungilahlile?
And then we see faith starting to speak also.
Sibona nokukholwa kuqala kuyakhuluma.
Because faith is the gift that God gives to fight doubt.
Yilesipho uNkulunkulu asiphe khona ukuba silwisane lokungabazi.
Faith is a gift that God gives us so that when we encounter such situations, faith can come to us and show us the true way and become a light in our lives.
Ukukholwa yilento uNkulunkulu asiphe yona ukuba uma sisebumnyameni sikubone ukukhanya.
Faith will encourage hope inside you.
Ukukholwa kuyogqugquzela ithemba kuwe.
And faith will tell you that hope does not disappoint as long as you hope in the Lord.
Yokutshela ukuba ithemba alijabhisi uma uthebeke ithemba lakho eNkosini.
We can hear him says, my soul, hope in God.
Umoya wami uthembele eNkosini.
That's what faith leads you to say.
Yiloku khola ekwenza ukuba.
But at the same time there's reality that you face in this world.
Kodwa ngesikhathi leso kunalesi simo obhekene naso.
And now we have this fight between the two.
Bese uba nalempi
kulesi. I'm in distress. I'm depressed.
Ngicindezeleke.
There's an enemy around me.
Kunesitha esingizungele.
What do I do?
Ngabe ngiyenza.
How to defeat this depression?
Ngabe ngikunqoba kanjani lokucindezeleka?
How do I call back my happiness?
Ngabe ngikubiza kanjani ukuthokoza kwami?
Because I remember how happy I was before.
Ngoba ngiyakhumbula ukuba ngangithokoze
kanjani. What has happened before or within me in my life? What has happened?
Ngabe kwenzekeni empilweni yami?
And faith reminds him when you read verses number 9 that God is his rock.
Bese number 9 uyamkhumbuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu lithemba.
He realizes these things are happening.
Uyabona ukuthi lezi zinto ziyenzeka.
He realizes that life is threatening him.
Ukuba impilo iyangethusa.
But faith brings reality and says, but God is your rock.
Kodwa iyamkhumbuza ukuba uNkulunkulu uyidwala lakhe.
It reminds me of what Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter number 7.
Khumbuza ukuba uJesu uthini kume.
He says in a parable that the one that builds and builds on a rock, his house will not be taken away by storms.
Uthi lo owakha edwaleni indlu yakhe ayiyokuvunguzwa.
So David says the Lord is my rock.
Uthi uNkulunkulu lidwala lami.
And the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is, bazalwane, the rock.
Lokhu kusho ukuthi uJesu uyidwala leli.
So the psalmist leads us to conclude then ukuthi, bazalwane, in whatever situation As long as we are built in Christ Jesus, there is still hope.
Uma sakhele kuJesu lokho kusho ukuthi kunethemba.
So bazalwane, let me share with you now how this psalmist express his desire for God in times like this.
Ngabe lokho kusho ukuthi umhubi uchaza kanjani ngesikhathi zokucindezeleka.
In Psalms 143,
kumahubo 143,
where we just quoted,
if
I thirst for you as wilderness, as a dry land looks, that's how my thirst is for you, O God.
Uthi ngikulambele njengalokho ihlane noma indawo eyomileko yomela amanzi.
Look at this, how dry it is.
Beka kuba komi kangakanani.
He says that is his soul.
Uthi ngumphefumulo wami loyo.
For God.
Ukulambele ngaleyo ndlela Nkosi.
He shows us now bazalwane ukuthi in depression, how do we get out?
Ngesikhathi sokucindezeleka siphuma
kanjani? When the enemy starts to speak things.
Uma usitha sikhuluma izinto.
He says in this psalm, they say, where is your God?
Kuleli hubo lithi uphi uNkulunkulu wakho?
But bazalwane, he shows us now the true way of desiring God.
Indlela ekungiyo yokulangazelela uNkulunkulu.
He uses a metaphor.
Usebenzisa imfana kalokho.
And ngifuna bazalwane, we must learn from this metaphor.
Sifanele sifunde kulesifaniso.
Verses number 1, verse 1 says,
uthi uverse 1,
as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God.
Njengalokho indluzela ilambele amanzi nomphefumulo wami ukulambele kanjalo.
Do you know what is a deer, bazalwane?
Ngabe siyazi ukuthi iyini indluzela.
Inyamazane encane le ejongo, inyamazane le ispringbok.
Ile nyamazanyane encane.
I want you to have the picture of that.
Ufuna ukuba uyibone uya.
A springbok.
Indluzela.
In a dry land.
Endaweni eyomile.
He makes the metaphor.
Wenza umfanekiso.
He says, as that deer pant for flowing streams, so my soul pants for you.
Uthi njengaleyo ndluzela yomele amanzi nomphefumulo wami uyomele.
He gives us a picture of a hopeless life without God.
Ube ubonakalisa impilo enganathemba ngaphansi.
Look at the deer standing in the wilderness without water.
Bheka nje indluzela ime ehlane kwidesert.
He says, as that deer pant forth flowing streams, so my soul pants for you. How does the deer pant forth flowing streams?
Ungabe iwalambela kanjani amanzi?
A deer stands, bazalwane, in the wilderness or somewhere where he's trying to eat grass or leaves.
Ihlala la izama khona ukuthola utshani.
And then the enemy comes, dogs and the people that hunt, they come hunting this deer.
Liyeza bese izungela lendluzela.
Remember, he says, as that deer, that's how his soul pants for. Now ngithi kuwe bazalwane, this deer is surrounded by enemies.
Leli deer lizungezwe yisitha.
This deer looks around, there's no way out.
Liyabheka-bheka akunandlela.
But can I just explain to you how does a deer runs for protection, bazalwane?
Ngabe ikubalekela kanjani ukuvikeleka idea?
Can we learn from this metaphor of a deer?
Ngabe siyakwazi ukufunda kulomfanekiso.
How does a deer run to protection, to find refuge?
Ngabe ibalekela kanjani ukuba ithole ukuvikeleka?
Bazalwane, we learn that a deer runs from the enemy for long.
Ibaleka isikhathi eside uma ibalekela.
Runs because it's in danger.
Ibaleka ngoba isengozini.
But then he starts to thirst.
Bese iyaqala yoma.
Then his running is now motivated by the thirst, no longer motivated only that there is an enemy coming after him.
Bese ke igcineke ukubaleka kwayo kungasagcugcuzelwa ukusaba isitha kodwa.
So now he thirsts.
Use uyoma manje.
Then he remembers where is the river.
Bese uyakhumbula ukuthi amanzi akuphi.
Because he was just running.
Ngoba bekabaleka.
This is what happens with us when the enemy comes. We start running, but then when we run, we start to remember where to run to.
Bese siyaqala siyakhumbula ukuba singabalekela kuphi.
Then he's running, he's led by thirst.
Bese ukubaleka kwakhe kuholwa.
Then bazalwane, we learn that he goes to a flowing streams.
bese ubalekela lapho kwehla khona manzi.
I want you to have a picture of a river where it comes from the mountain. It's like a waterfall and there is a river down. The deer runs through and stand under that shower.
Bese ke lendluzela iyabaleka ibalekele ngaphansi kulamanzi.
Bazalwane, when it stands underneath this shower,
uma ehleme ngaphansi kwalamanzi,
the enemy does not see where is the deer.
Akakwazi ukubona isitha.
Because we know that dogs doesn't go through water.
Ngoba siyazi ukuba izinja zingena
emanzini. Even the lions does not go in and hunt inside the water.
Siyazi ukuba namabhubezi akangena emanzini.
So the deer stands and this waterfall showers upon his soul.
Bese ke nalamanzi ayehlela emzimbeni wakhe.
Then he begins to forget the things that was happening with him.
Bese yaqala ikhohlwa
ukuba he feels the embracement of this water.
Bese izwa ukugonwa yilamanzi.
So the psalmist says, as this deer pant forth these flowing streams, so my soul pant for you.
Uthi njengale ndluzela ilambele lawo manzi.
He runs, then he comes to God, because my soul thirsts for God. Then he gets to God, then his spirit is filled and is covered by the presence of God.
Bese uzo umphefumulo wakhe ugcwalisiwe ngomoya ongcwele nguNkulunkulu.
But bazalwane, we learn also then that the deer does not stand under that shower for too long.
Siyazi ukuthi ayihlali isikhathi kulawo manzi.
He forgets himself.
Bese uyazikhohlwa.
He forgets all the things of the past.
Uyakhohlwa izinto.
He forgets the enemy that was hunting him.
Uyakhohlwa.
Because he feels protected in the arms of the Lord, meaning in that presence of that shower.
Ngoba uzizwa avikelekile kulawo manzi.
Then he automatically jumps to the water.
Bese ke ungena emanzini.
Then he showers his whole body.
Bese uhlamba wonke umzimba wakhe.
This is a picture, bazalwane, of being in the presence of God.
Lesi kuyisithombe sokuba sikhona.
Where God surrounds us with his arms.
La uNkulunkulu esigona khona.
Where we say, under the shadow of your arms, O God, we find protection.
Sithi ngaphansi kwesandla sakho Nkosi sithola ukuvikeleka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now we see, ke bazalwane, this picture of the deer.
Siyasibona lesi sithombe.
But then he jumps to water.
Bese uyangena emanzini.
But what does a deer do when it gets to the water?
Ngabe yenzani indluzela mase?
Bazalwane, he sinks his whole body inside the water.
Ungena ngomzimba wonke emanzini.
So that his whole body now finds this joy and refreshing of the water.
Bese uthola ukuvuseleleka nokuhlanzeka.
Only his nose is outside the water.
Impumulo yakhe kuphela engaphansi.
Those that knows they live in places emakhayeni, even where there is cows. You can see how a cow jumps from one stream to the next land. He's dipping himself in water, then his nose is only outside. Yep. So does the deer. That is a picture of faith now, bazalwane. He doesn't care what's going to happen around him when he dips himself. But he feels the refreshing of the water. It's a sign of dependence. This is how then, bazalwane, the psalmist expresses his thirst for God.
Ilendlela umhubi achaza ngakhona.
He says, as I run away from my enemies,
uthi ngibalekela izitha,
and I feel like I get tired,
ngizizwa ngathi ngiyakhathala,
but I do not give up.
Kodwa angipheli amandla.
Do not give up.
Ungapheli amandla.
What leads me now is to be in the presence of the Lord. My thirst leads me to run more.
Ukumomela uNkulunkulu yiko kungenza ukuba ngibaleke.
Then he runs, comes to the presence of God.
Bese uyabaleka ufike
kuNkulunkulu. That's why he says, I ask myself, he says in this verse, I ask myself, when shall I come and appear before you, O God?
Uthi ngiyazibuza ukuba ngiyofika nini ebukhoneni bakho.
He pictures his thirst. And he look at this picture of a deer.
Uyakubona lokhu kulambela abesabhekena.
Then bazalwane, he's telling us then, bazalwane, ukuthi this is how he defeats depression.
Yilendlela anqoba ngayo.
The only way, bazalwane, to defeat depression and distress, the only way, bazalwane, to run from the enemy or not to feel these things of this world,
indlela yokunqoba zonke lezi stresses zalomhlaba.
Is the thirst for God.
Ukumomela uNkulunkulu.
The true desire for God.
Ukumomela ngokwesinye.
The deep longing for God.
Ukumomela uNkulunkulu.
This deer when he runs.
Leli lendluzelo mayibaleka.
Let me remind you again.
Akakhumbuze lokho.
He gets tired.
Uyakhathala.
And the enemy seems to come closer.
Bese ne sitha sibonakala ngathi siya.
And when he gets tired, he starts to get dry.
Bese uma ikhathala ihoma.
Have you been dry before or thirst before?
Ngabe ke ihoma ngaphambili.
You feel powerless when you become thirst.
Uzizwa ngathi awunamandla.
But because he knows that where he runs to, he will find refuge.
Ngoba uyazi ukuba la abalekela khona kunokuvikeleka.
He knows where he runs to, he will find strength and protection.
Uyazi ukuba uyothola ukuvikeleka namandla.
Then his thirst leads him to long for where he's going.
Bese-ke uyalangazelela kakhulu ukuba abalekele kuleyo ndawo.
This is the picture that we get to fight or defeat depression.
Yilendlela esithola ngayo.
The more you get depressed,
more ucindezeleka.
Remember the Lord, what he has done for you.
Khumbula ukuba iNkosi ikwenzeleni.
Remember that there is God.
Khumbula ukuba kunoNkulunkulu.
Desire to be with him.
Afuna ukuba naye.
Long to be with him. Have this deep desire to be in the presence of God.
Yiba nalokulangazelela ukuba sekukhoneni bakaNkulunkulu.
He calls the name of the Lord. He says, God is my rock.
UThuNkulunkulu idwala lami.
He remembers, bazalwane, how God's love is in his life.
Uyakhumbula ukuba uNkulunkulu yini empilweni yakhe.
If we read verse number 8.
Masifunde verse 8.
By day the Lord commands his steadfast love.
Ngalelo langa uNkulunkulu ethumela uthando lakhe olume njalo.
Remember the day the Lord commands his steadfast love.
Khumbula lelo langa uNkulunkulu ethumela uthando lakhe olume njalo.
Then long for God.
Bese uyamlangazelela.
He says, when shall I come and appear before you?
Ngabe ngiyofika nini ebukhoneni bakho Nkosi?
Remember, bazalwane, he has asked himself questions.
Uzibuzile imibuzo.
If I find myself in this situation,
uma ngizithola ngikulesi simo.
Why am I finding myself in this situation?
Ngabe kungani ngizithola ngikulesi simo?
My soul, why are you cast down before me?
Kungani udangele kimi imphefumulo wami?
He says it's because my enemy all day long they oppress me.
Ngoba isitha siyangicindezela njalo.
Then he changed his questioning, then he started to question God.
Bese ke ucula umbuzo wakhe ubuza uNkulunkulu.
Sometimes we do question God things.
Ngesinye isikhathi siyambuza
God, why am I going through this thing?
Kungani Nkosi kwenzeka
lokhu? And God seems to be quiet.
Bese kubonakala ngathi
why is God seems to be quiet?
Kungani kubonakala?
When we see the psalmist start to ask himself again.
Bese ubona umhube ezibuza futhi.
It's my soul, why are you cast down within me?
Kungani udangele mphefumulo wami?
In other words, my soul, have you already forgotten the steadfast love of God?
Ngabe ulikhohliwe uthando la kaNkulunkulu na?
Bazalwane, until you question yourself,
ngaphambi kokuba ufike la uzibuza khona,
you'll never find the answers.
Angeke ukwazi ukuthola.
My soul, have you forgotten all the good things that the Lord has done for me?
Ngabe ukhohliwe konke uNkulunkulu akuhle akwenzele khona na?
Then he remembers.
Bese uyakhumbula.
That there is God. He says, my soul, hope in God.
Uthi thembela kuNkulunkulu mphefumulo wami.
As a deer
njenge
pant forth flowing streams,
yomela manje.
So my soul pants forth for you.
Kanjalo nomphefumulo wami womele wena.
That's how he runs. That's how he feels.
Yile ndlela azizwa ngayo.
This is how, bazalwane, as Christian, true Christians, we should feel about God.
Yile ndlela abazalwane kufanele sizizwe ngayo.
Especially in times like this.
Kakhulukazi ezikhathini ezinzima.
Where we feel depressed. Where we feel distressed.
Silahlekile, sicindezelekile khona.
Where it seems like the enemy is at large.
La sibona kubonakala ngathi sitha siyanqoba khona.
Where it seems like the enemy is going to win.
La kubonakala ngathi isitha siyanqoba.
We are reminded to focus and put our eyes upon the rock. To remember that in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. That is Psalm 16 verse number 11. in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. You see, the psalmist longs to be with God. He longs to have communion with God. This is what we should long for, bazalwane. And then he also longs to be in the house of the Lord. In verse number 4, he says, while I am in this distress, there are these things that I remember. What is it that you remember? I remember how me and a multitude used to go and sing praises for God. So in times of distress, why have I stopped singing the songs of praise? In times of distress, only singing the songs of praise to God can relieve you. He remembers the songs, and it thirsts more for God. It thirsts more to be in the presence of the Lord and in the fellowship of the believers. There is one thing we cannot afford to do, bazalwane, is to take ourselves away from the fellowship of the believers. And one thing we cannot afford again is to stop desiring God. There are many things that we hope we can have, and we try hard to have, and it's right, that is fine. But in doing all these things, we must remember our thirst, our soul must thirst for God. Because it is our soul, it is our insight that has been given to God. God has saved us. This child that is within me must find embracement in the heart, in the hands of the Lord. So that is why, bazalwane, he longs for God. Because there is depression in life. Because there is an enemy in life. When you read chapter number 43, verse number 1, it says, Lord, vindicate me, O God, and defend me against these ungodly people. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. In all this, bazalwane, he remembers the Lord as a deer pants for flowing streams. So my soul pants for you. After asking himself all these great questions, after asking himself, where is God? Or rather, after our people have asked him, where is your God now? He says, my soul, hope in God. Where is your soul hoping to? Unto whom is your soul hoping for? In times of distress, unto whom do you cry? Where do you run to when the enemy is like those vultures coming after the deer? Where do you run to? He runs to a stream of water where he finds refuge. It reminds me of the prophet that says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower where rushers find refuge. Bazalwane, we must run to the Lord. There are many paths which other people run to. There are many advices that people give and say, in times like this, you should run this way. But as a deer pants for flowing streams, so my soul pants for God. That is what you should tell yourselves. Because there will be advices. There is distress. There are questions. Where is your God? Why are you suffering? Why don't you have these things that you've been working hard for so long? My soul thirsts for God. In times of distress, he calls upon the name of the Lord. When shall I come before you? Where shall I come and appear before you, my God? Do we desire the presence of the Lord in our hearts,
bazalwane?
Do we sit and think about the beauty which God has promised in His Word? Or does the stress and the cares of life show us a different path and lead our hearts for a different longing? But today we find, bazalwane, true Christian living in a true world like this, they do face life like this. And there are many questions. Flesh speak. But Bazalan, I want to show you as I close that faith had the last word. The last verses, it shows the questions that people ask. Why are you cast down, my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me?
Kungani udangele moya wami? Kungani uhluphekile phakathi kwami?
But faith has the last word.
Kodwa ukukholwa kunezwi
lokuqina. Faith must have the last word in you, mzalwane.
Ukukholwa kufanele kube nezwi lokuqina.
Remembering what the Lord has done must be the last word.
Ukukhumbula ukuba uNkulunkulu kwenzeleni.
Yes, faith speaking.
Naku kholwa kuyakho.
Hope in God.
Thembela kuNkulunkulu.
For I shall again praise Him.
Ngoba ngiyamkumdumisa.
Why hope in God?
Kungani uthemba
ku My salvation.
Umsindiso yakhe.
My God.
Umsindisi wami uNkulunkulu wami.
That is Psalms 42 verse 11.
Umhubi 42 verse 11.
Psalms 43 verse number 5.
Psalm 43 verse 5.
Closes with the same words.
Kuvala ngala
u Hope in God.
Thembela kuNkulunkulu.
I shall praise Him day and night.
Ngiyakum khonza ubusuku nemini.
My salvation.
Ungumsindisi.
My God.
UnguNkulunkulu.
Remember your God.
Khumbula uNkulunkulu.
Longs for your God.
Mlangazelele.
As a deer pants for flowing streams.
Njengalokhu indluzela yomela amanzi.
So should our souls thirst for God.
Njengalokhu imphefumulo yethu ifanele imomela.
May the good God bless you.
UnguNkulunkulu angikusize.
We can stand on our feet as I pray. Ngamangezi.